May I speak and may we all hear in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Here is your mother. Here is your son. Every Sunday is a celebration of the resurrection. In the Latin rite, today is Laetare Sunday. The word comes from the first line of the introit, traditionally used at the Eucharist, rejoice. When Lenten disciplines were observed every day, today was a day when it could be relaxed. For example, in those churches where there's no weddings in Lent, today was one day, a possible day for a wedding. Places where there's no flowers have flowers today, as we've just had and are blessed. And in Britain in the medieval period, pilgrimage from parishes would go to the mother church or the cathedral for the focus of this Sunday, but they were far from the peaceful and idyllic pilgrimage we might imagine. Parishes often had bus stops to see who would be first in the procession. So much so that the 13th century Bishop of Lincoln had to threaten punishments because of the brawls. But 300 years later, the Book of Common Prayer focused this Sunday on the mothering of God. The first lesson from the Galatians in the Book of Common Prayer is an allegory of Abraham's wives and gives us this: the Jerusalem above, which is the mother of us all. In other words, the promise, the covenant, God with us, is mother of us all. Woman, here is your son. Son, here is your mother. But then America came along, a familiar ring perhaps. And by the 20th century, the medieval practice of giving thanks for family, for mothering, for mother church had all but gone. And in 1908, Anna Jarvis introduced to America Mother's Day, which is the second Sunday in May. It's not a religious observance at all. And in fact, it was only 6 years before the President of the United States proclaimed it a national holiday. And Anna Jarvis hoped that the tradition would cross the pond. But she hadn't reckoned with Cordelia Morse. Writing as Constance Penswith Smith, she organized a national campaign to revive the medieval Mothering Sunday, but without the punch-ups. She issued a leaflet: efforts are being made to restore Mothering Sunday to the position it once occupied in the religious and social life of the nation, to revive the beautiful old custom of mothering. Your cooperation is earnestly invited. It's very polite. And this is what the observance of Mothering Sunday should be in the mind of Cordelia Morse: thanksgiving in the house of God for the divine institution, the family, and intercession for the unity of the Christian church. Thanksgiving for the family and unity of the Christian church. So this is where we are today, mothering. Here is your mother. To speak of God as mother is an ancient thread in theology, that is, God talk. Cultural feminine metaphor is found in scripture as God is described, that is, experienced, as one who comforts her children, gathers her children, tenderly embraces, weeps, disciplines, yearns for children to stop being wayward, and much more besides. The earliest centuries of the life of the church had rich maternal expressions of God's interaction with humanity. And perhaps the best known of these is Mother Julian of Norwich, who famously wrote, "As truly as God is our Father, truly God is our Mother." In our Father God, we have our being. In our merciful Mother, we're remade and restored. Our fragmented lives are knit together. And by giving and yielding ourselves through grace to the Holy Spirit, we are made whole. It's the strength and goodness of fatherhood, the wisdom of motherhood, the light and grace of holy love. It is I, the Trinity. I am the sovereign goodness in all things. It is I who teach you to love, who teach you to desire. It is I who am the reward of all desiring. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Here is your son. The gospel reading this morning is very sad. Standing at the foot of the cross upon which her son is dying, her firstborn, the one through whom so much was promised, the one destined for the falling and rising of many, was Jesus' mother, Mary. The evangelist puts three other women and one man with her, John, the beloved disciple. These words of Jesus are puzzling, not simply because the fourth gospel is puzzling in itself, but also because Jesus' mother, of course, had other sons. She would be their responsibility after the death of her firstborn. She had a sister standing with her, in fact. But it's to a friend that Jesus entrusts his mother. It's to his mother that Jesus entrusts a friend. And this expansion of what it truly means to be family, to be followers of Jesus, to be the church, is what Jesus offers through these words from the cross. Jesus expressing mothering, nurturing, organizing, and letting go. The letting go enables new relationships to be formed and existing relationships to be strengthened. And that includes the existing relationships we have with those who have died. We have the same kind of relationship with them now as we did when they were alive. If they were close and life-giving, this remains. If they were distant and difficult, this remains. And this is the stuff of the human family. And of course, that family is another metaphor for the church. Many people have had very happy childhoods. And so family is a life-giving concept. Mothering and fathering as attributes of God may not prove problematic, but in fact very helpful. But there are also others for whom childhood is not happy. Children whose basic needs have not been met by their caregivers. Those for whom fatherhood feels very negative, or motherhood and mothering is also not life-giving. And part of the redemption wrought in Jesus Christ is the new relationships within the family of God, in which there's nurture, love, and care. Experiences of both mothering and fathering, of parenting, which are life-giving. New relationships with new mothers, new sons, new fathers, new daughters, new brothers and sisters. In the reading from the book of the Exodus, we were reminded of the mothering received by Moses from his birth mother, from his sister, and from Pharaoh's daughter. Each of these women, in their own way, mothered him. They kept him safe. They nurtured him. A modern way of describing it is that his needs were met. The basket in which he was protected is the same word in Hebrew from which we get the ark, Noah's ark. God keeping safe. Impossible to distinguish between mothering or fathering or anything else. It's God being God. Cordelia Morse's campaign to restore Mothering Sunday to the position it once occupied in the religious and social life of the nation was so that family would be strengthened and Christian unity would be the focus of prayer. The many types of family and households. Not all are bound together by blood or adoption. Not all of them live together. One of the greatest gifts I will always treasure is the 15 years I and my children lived in community. A contemporary cohabiting household is what the census called it. A community of Christians, usually about 7 or 8 of us, sharing a common life, working, living, praying, eating, arguing, making up, sharing celebrations and sadness. And only me and the children were related by blood, but we were and we remain now although we don't live together any longer, still household. We all have or had parents, be they good or not so good. We all have God who loves us so much that he joined a human family at Nazareth, that all are redeemed. Woman, here is your son. Son, here is your mother. It's a statement with cosmic significance. So on this day, particularly perhaps on this day, we give thanks for all the life-giving households of which we're a part. We pray for the unity of the church, that family to which we all belong. And we pray particularly for those for whom family is not a nice place, for all who work to support families in our communities, for families who are experiencing difficulty or bereavement together. In the midst of the most difficult circumstances anyone might face watching the death of a loved one, the sword of sorrow promised to Mary through Simeon did indeed pierce her heart, and it pierced the hearts of those with her, in reminding her that she was part of a wider family of God. Jesus was setting her on her way, letting her go into new relationships, never to leave the past, but to be able to take it and carry it with her into the future. This is the promise that Mother of Julian experienced as she prayed for the love of God to be known by the whole world. In our merciful Mother, we are remade and restored. Our fragmented lives are knit together. And by giving and yielding ourselves through grace to the Holy Spirit, we are made whole. All shall be well, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Amen.